History professor Robert Stevens teaches a seminar on the Beatles every couple years because he says it's a great way to explore the 1960s, one of the most tumultuous decades in recent history.
It's an incredible way to open up interesting questions about globalization and race and all of these really important topics through something that's really accessible to students and really invigorating. So when you advertise a class on the Beatles, people line up.
Andrew Pregnell, who's majoring in history and microbiology, signed up for the course.
I had certainly listened to the Beatles before, and I had a growing appreciation for their music as a result of this course, because part of our homework, quote-unquote, was listening to their albums. Best homework assignment ever.
It was 20 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they guaranteed to raise a smile. So me, I introduced to you.
Pregnell became lead editor of the book, which includes chapters on everything from how the media portrayed the Beatles to how the band gradually took control of its own image. There are sections about its impact on race relations, what was going on around the Beatles and because of them.
One of the things that I talk about in my chapter is how much freedom the Beatles had as artists. So at the beginning of their career, a lot of the artistic choices about their music and their album covers were dictated by their record companies because they were an unknown factor, right? They didn't know whether or not the Beatles would sell and make them a profit.
Pregnell's chapter analyzes the political aesthetics of the Beatles through their album covers. He says as their fame grew, so did their artistic freedom.
And Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is sort of the highest point in their career in terms of the amount of freedom that they had or that they exercised. And so on that cover, they have a lot of symbols that epitomize countercultural trends. I mean, they have marijuana plants, they have authors like Aldous Huxley, Oscar Wilde, Lewis Carroll. Karl Marx makes an appearance on the cover, which I think is very interesting given that this is the middle of the Cold War when Western societies are trying to stop the spread of communism, and here they are putting the founder of communism on their cover. So they have all of these symbols sort of peppered throughout the cover, and it looks very countercultural and looks very out there, but the record company still felt comfortable selling it. And so I say it's the epitome of their artistic freedom, but it's also the epitome of their commodification in a sense.
And while there's no shortage of books about the Beatles, this is the first time that a student project became one of them. It's out in paperback and online for free.
I'll tell you, the first thing I did before I read it was I bought it.
Monmouth College English professor Kenneth Womack has written several books about the Beatles.
What I really like about what they're doing there is they're showing how they're creating new knowledge. That's the whole goal of the university. When you boil it down, it is to help people become educated and in a scholarly fashion to create new knowledge. And these students are doing that and they're publishing it and they're taking the risk of putting it out there.
And for students like Andrew Pregnell, who plans to pursue a career in public health, he says working on this book has given him great training for his future career.
As a public health servant, you have to be able to take in and incorporate a massive amount of information and understand the connections between it. And that's what you have to do as an historian. You have to be able to wade through all of these different sources and interpretations of these sources and find where you sort of fit into that and be able to produce something that relays that stance to the rest of the world.
You're such a lovely audience. We'd like to take you home with us. We'd love to take you home.
I'm Robbie Hill.
I don't really want to stop the show.